Hey, Georgetown, I'm Everett.
And I'm Jake.
And this is GBC Empower Podcast, but we are not alone.
No, we are not.
Who do we have with us, Jake?
We have here with us a person who my children love very, 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 very much.
That is true.
Kaylin Ireland.
Hi.
And we have Miss Harley Ryback.
You have news
Ryback.
Ryback?
Ryback. Harley Ryback. I'm sorry. I've known you for a while, but I've never had to tell you your last name until just now.
Every teacher has messed that up.
Okay. Really?
Every teacher.
It's spelled how it's pronounced.
Yes.
Sorry. That kind of blows me away.
Normally it's my first name, but here now it's my last name. Yeah,
all right. Well, okay. Sorry, Miss Harley Ryback.
When she's married and you mispronounced her name. Okay, anyways. So we have two special guests for us, and we'll get to why they're here in a moment. But, Jake, this is a tradition that's kind of been going well, I think.
It's been really good.
So this is episode number 39. Jake, are there any famous 39s in sports?
All right. So there are four Hall of Famers in the NFL that wore the number 39.
I don't believe you.
I'm looking at it right now. But the most famous of them is running back Larry Zonka.
Okay? Oh, that guy.
He played back in the 70s on the team, the only Super Bowl team that went undefeated through the entire year. He was the fullback, but a lot of people, and I remember him more, as he was one of the hosts of my favorite 90s television shows, American Gladiators. Larry Zonka was one of the hosts. So
interesting. Did not know that, but I've seen that show. Have y'all seen that show?
No.
Oh my goodness. Nickelodeon did a version of it for a while.
Guts. That's really what it is.
It's good. Anyway, so that is your famous person of the week. So with us, like we said, it's Kaylin and Harley. Now I'm doing it. And Kaylin reached out because if you listen to our Matthew Carlisle podcast, we talked about Kaylin a little more than I thought.
So many shout outs in that.
Yeah. Were they good? Was they bad? How did you feel?
He admitted to being my friend, which is really good for me and Matthew. So.
That is really good. Yeah.
But they were good, I'd say.
Good. All right. And so what we want to talk about, I guess, first is who are you guys? Who are you?
First. I'm Kaylin. I'm currently a full-time Grayson College student in the dental assisting program. I don't really do too much outside of that. I like to play pickleball a lot. Mm-hmm. I like to hang out with my friends a lot, go on trips, be outside. Other than that, I'm always busy with school, doing stuff in my clinicals. I work at a dental office right now for that. And I feel like that's basically it.
Nice.
Cool. And my name's Harley. I don't really do anything but work. So I have two jobs. So if you ever want to come to Sonic, I gotcha. Get you a free drink.
Happy Ooh, hour. Okay.
I'll give you my drink.
Okay.
Not really a free drink, but it'll be mine. And yeah, just hang out with Soul Girl over here and some other people in the college ministry. So yeah.
Nice. So when did y'all... Like, I mean, I've known you for a while, but to some of our people who might not know you, might just know of you, like, when did y'all start coming to Georgetown Baptist Church?
So I've been coming to Georgetown every year for VBS since I was in the third grade, actually. But other than VBS, I didn't really go to Georgetown full time until I was in probably the eighth grade-ish. And then now I'm in the college ministry. And I've just been here ever since that.
Mm-hmm. I think my first time here was a joint camp with FBC Pottsboro, and so that was my 10th grade year, I want to say, my sophomore year. So I've been here ever since. I just fell in love with the youth ministry. It's been kind of a great outlet to be having the family that I have. It's a great opportunity it was a great opportunity to get away, but then I let God actually show me what was going on. And so I've just been here ever since.
That's awesome.
You fell in love with Trey and then you got stuck with me.
I never had Trey. So it was
really?
You.
Yeah. Okay. Because
that was your first year.
So let me get this straight. Yep. There's a person that graduated from high school having only you as a youth minister and is still in church.
Exactly.
There is a God.
Hey. So brave.
It's a joke.
He graduated
joke.
With my sister. So I mean.
Which is, that's a little fun fact.
That's
actually.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing that, I've known y'all for a little under 2 years because, you know, I came here as pastor, but I always see you here at the church and I love that. And I'm thankful for you too. But one thing I am interested in is, how are you serving now here at Georgetown? I know you grew up in the church and you were a part of it, but y'all serve a lot. And how's God using you right now at Georgetown?
I think God is using me a lot right now through my prayers. I've been praying a lot I'm on the college ministry leadership team. So I pray a lot about the prayer board that we have going. I pray a lot about the church and its expansion coming up and all that. And then me and Harley help out on Wednesday nights with the children sometimes.
Sometimes.
And I also help out with the D-Nows, Falls Creek and all that. I love just getting involved with the younger kids because I think having a good influence in your younger years of life is super important. So I try to be that good influence for people. So that's, I think that's how I get involved. Just mainly through prayer. I pray a lot for the church and my actions as well.
I think what's been my favorite thing about being here at Georgetown and being able to serve is that you get to make such a good impact on these kids. And like Kaylin said, we are with the children on Wednesday night sometimes, and sometimes we'll teach Sunday school, or not Sunday school, but children's church. And then also helping out with the youth, with D-Nows and Easter treats, summer camps, all of that. And then also getting to go to our own camps, like having that time to really reach into these kids and help them in any path of life that they're going through, but also giving them helping to give them the outlet that God is trying to give them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like, I'll brag on you. I don't do it often, so cover your ears. No. But I mean, like, how old are y'all? Like, I don't want to guess. Like, you're young enough where I can ask that question. It's not offensive.
I'm 20.
20?
Mm-hmm. I'm also 20.
I was going to guess 19. Whoops, my bad.
So young.
So, I mean, you're 20 years old. Like you said, you have two jobs, which your other one you didn't mention is Resale Barn. That's where I see you mostly at, which is weird that I'm there, but I'm there.
Sold to some kind of weight machine.
That's right. I use it. And then Kaylin, like, I mean, you're going to college and all this stuff. Like, I mean, y'all have these full schedules just like everybody else has, but yet you still, I mean, like now, I mean, you're sacrificing time for our church. And like, I mean, specifically, like I can speak, it's like for the youth. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, you want to get a big check mark in my eyes is like helping with the youth, because it's not easy. It takes time. And especially most of our events and things I need, it's overnight. And so like you are learning, like, or you've already learned, but like taking off work and all this stuff to serve God through our youth ministry and just through our church. And I thank you so much for that. One of the reasons I wanted you on here was to share that testimony so that other people can get excited about doing that. You're not just serving because you have the free time. No, you're making time to be a part of this church. But the other reason, as actually y'all kind of brought this to my attention, I'm like, yes, we need to talk about that, is we had a podcast a few episodes back called Should I Force My Child to Go to Church? And it is one of our podcasts that has the most views, and we probably need to do another in-depth thing about it because it was so great. But y'all two have a very interesting testimony where y'all were getting super involved in the church, but your family isn't as involved. So could y'all just speak to that? Like, just share that testimony.
So I grew up in a household where we only really went to church on the big holidays. So you'd see us at church on Easter or Christmas and those type of things. But other than that, my grandparents played a really big part in me coming to church. My grandpa was a Georgetown member, and he was also a pastor at some other churches a really long time ago. And so they always made it a really big deal for us to go to VBS and just those super fun events where you're still learning a lot. And I think that played a big part in me starting to want to go to church as I got older. And my parents, they didn't not want me to go to church. It was just they didn't really go. And so once I got my own car and I was able to come a lot more often, that definitely brought me here. And like I said, my parents don't tell me to not go to church, but it's just not really for them, even though they both grew up in the church. But yeah, I don't really know how else to explain that. But yeah, they're also very supportive of me going to church. And my dad is at church tonight, which is really good.
That's
so maybe
awesome.
Maybe he'll stay for a little men's Bible study or something. I don't know. We'll see.
I had a different upbringing where we didn't go to church at all, not even for Christmas or Easter. And so I think in sixth grade, that was, I don't even know what year that was. my great grandmother invited my whole family to church. It was for my second cousin's baptism. And that was at FBC Pottsboro. And just since then, like my siblings and I, my two siblings, we decided, hey, let's beg mom to take us to church. Let us go to church. And at the time, we lived all the way out at the lake. So there wasn't really a lot of time that they had that they weren't working. And so it was hard sometimes for us to get to church. And none of us drove at that point. Obviously, I was in sixth grade. Yeah. but we went to church for a little bit. And then my ninth grade year, I think, is whenever they stopped going. So my mom and stepdad stopped going. My sister and brother had already graduated and moved on. So it was just me. And I had no kind of way to want to get to church whenever my parents didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And it was kind of disheartening for a ninth grader to have to figure out how she was going to get to church. And so I prayed about it for a while, and then got to go to church. Parents still didn't go, but mm-hmm. I did. And I've been going to church ever since, and it's been a blessing, really, even though my parents still don't go to church. Still pray for them every single day and hope that they will.
I wanted to add on that I think us also going to church personally has just showed my parents that it's not like a bad place or anything. It's not a scary place. Mm-hmm. It's just really relaxed. You can be your own person. You can do whatever you want. And I think that's also really important for us to do in those mm-hmm. types of households is be that role model no matter your age. You can go to church and leave an impact on people older than you still.
I'm just going to continue showing them that it's a welcoming place.
Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up going to church my entire life, but my wife was invited to church by her great grandmother, Harley. Mm-hmm. So you hold that, you and Trisha have that in common. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I was in youth ministry a long time and I would meet students that, you know, were coming. And it's kind of like if you go to a college that doesn't have like the Christian label on it, you'll meet the Christians at that college and they're there because they want to be Christian. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then sometimes you can go to a Christian college that has that label and it's almost like a social thing. Mm-hmm. But when you see people that just come and it's hard for them to get there, but they still want to get there, I am so encouraged by your testimonies. It's encouraging to me and it's encouraging to the rest of our church family. And I just want to know, like, as you are progressing in your life, what are the desires you have for your families? What are the desires you have for your families to be a part of the local body of Christ?
Our future families?
Yeah.
I think I want to start the upbringing pretty young. I really like how on Sundays you say that the younger kids are totally free to go to children's church, but it's also really important for them to hear the word. Mm-hmm. And so I think I really want to implement that in my kids' life. And I also just want to, like I said, be a super good example, show Christ in what I do. And I think that's just one of the main key parts of that upbringing. And of course a godly husband would be so nice, but so I think that'd be really good. And
hey, I already told you the other night after you babysat, you're just gonna wait for that guy.
He did tell me that.
Yeah,
walked right in the door and he said, Kaylin, I just want you to know, whoever you get as a husband, they have to be so good, so godly. I was like, okay, Jake, you tell me.
Stay away from boys.
Yep. Yes.
Sorry, I'm yeah. starting
I'm back I'm back
yeah.
Well, I don't know when I'm going to have kids, and only God does. So I guess for right now, like with my family, I want to continue trying to plant that seed and trying to continue to pray for them and hoping that they'll come to church. And if they don't, that they'll find people that around this area that they can talk to about it. And maybe they can all go to church together if they don't want to go by themselves. And they always have me to go to church with too. So it's still that welcoming place. Like, they're not going to be alone. We have many people in the church who don't know if they have found their place, but they want to. And I hope that they do. And for my kids in the future, I will also do what Kaylin said and try to plant that seed early and bring them up in church and just continue to let them know that they have a home.
Mm-hmm. All right. So for all of us adults that are talking about how messed up the world is, we're sitting here with two 20-year-old ladies who desire Jesus Christ and want to serve him. I think we need to be encouraged.
What, I don't know. Yeah, well, it's just, sorry to go on that point. We can so focus on the negatives that we we're so used to you being here, right? Like, I mean, you've been here for so long, and we can lose sight of like the story that you have. Like, I mean, it's testimonies are so powerful because why we all know each other, but the more and more we learn about what God is doing through its people, like the more and more we actually get to learn who God is. And so, I mean, and what's really, really cool is like, again, y'all helping with the youth and y'all sharing your testimony. One, there's church members just like you who now have families who are serving, who are going to relate to this story. But also in our youth, we have a lot of students, and y'all know, cause y'all have helped. We have a lot of students who they come without a parent. You know, some get dropped off by a parent and the parent goes home because maybe busy or, you know, they want that time. And then some just find rides to come here because they want to be here. And y'all have been just very, very crucial in helping them understand that, like, man, like, God loves you. Like, this is why we're here. This is why we keep moving forward. This, unfortunately, is just another obstacle, but really God wants a relationship with you. And so it's a testimony. It gets me fired up. I'm ready to teach this Wednesday, so let's go.
You know, we're always using statistics.
Yeah.
You know, if the father brings their children, then there's a better chance. If the wife, if the children, God doesn't care about the statistics, does he?
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't care. God can do anything through anyone, and you two are just such a testament of that, and I'm just so proud of y'all.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're all right. No, I'm just kidding.
I think I just saw Jake shed a tear. Yeah.
No, I did not. But Jake, I'm not afraid to, but I didn't.
Yeah, it's a safe space.
You know, the verse that comes to my mind when we were talking before this was 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. And it says, if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And I think that's the beautiful thing, is all four of us in this room from different backgrounds, but we're walking in the light and the Lord has drawn us together through his son. And couldn't be more proud. And are y'all excited about what's happening in our college ministry?
I am so excited. I think about it all the time. I actually just talked to my good friend Claire Tidwell about this, about how probably like a month or two ago, our college Sunday school class, we weren't really getting lessons taught or anything like that. Mm-hmm. We brought it up to some of our adult leaders. And now we have like Sunday school being taught every week. We have a prayer board going. We have a leadership team. The college kids are just super involved in.
What's this I'm hearing about y'all singing hymns with the Open Nester Sunday? Can you tell us, tell the church about that?
I think we've only actually done it one time, but we had this idea. We wanted to get more involved with all the age groups in the church because I think a lot of us are a little bit clicky sometimes, so we want to just outreach to the rest of the church because we are the church as well. And so we had this leadership meeting, and we were talking about things we could do to just get out there, and someone brought up that we should just get out there and sing because our Sunday school classroom is not even 20 feet away from the
Open Nesters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Open Nesters.
Yep.
And so we hear them singing hymns every single Sunday morning, and we just go out there one morning, we grab our little hymn books, and I'm just standing next to Bruce Barnett, and we're just singing together in a little line. It was super fun.
Did they like that a little bit?
They were so excited about it. They were super smiley. They were telling us to come back. And unfortunately, we keep forgetting about it. We get a little distracted by donuts in the morning. But
no, you get distracted by the Bible study.
Yes, both.
Yeah, both.
And so I think we'll start doing that again because it was a big hit from both people or from all parties involved. It was super fun, though.
Oh, cool.
That is cool.
It was fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's great. I mean, do you have anything else to add? If not, I mean, again, just sharing y'all's testimony, sharing your heart, sharing a little bit about what the college did. You did so much better than Matthew. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. And do you have anything else to add?
I didn't listen to y'all's podcast about the parent thing, if I'm being honest. But I was going to say getting forced to go to church. I put quotation marks around that. But I think if you are going to tell your kids to go to church, make sure they know it's not just a check off a box that says we went to church today. Mm-hmm. Really implement that you're going for the certain reasons that you're going, to learn about God, learn about the Bible. Because I think some of my friends growing up were forced to go to church and they were just told check off the box, you know. And so I think if you explain more of why you want your kids to go to church, then it really changes the mindset on it, and it could probably make their outlook on it better in their older years. Because
absolutely.
I think if you look back and you're just like, why was I going to church? I was just getting forced to wake up early in the morning every Sunday. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that on there.
It's a good word.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Again, anytime you all want to be on here, you just let us know. We'll let you talk.
Of course.
But, church, we just hope this encourages you. And if you please, if you see Kaylin or you see Harley just in our building, because I promise you, they're there. Say hi to them, give them a hug, and just share just how much you appreciate them. And so, anyways, guys, we love you, and we hope you have a great Palm Sunday, and we look forward to Easter, guys. Love you. Take care. Bye.